everyone. Today we are going to discuss tips to win 6-5 states. For anyone that plays, winning states is very hard. I did not win 6-5 states, but I am very excited to have Rachel and Charity here today that did win. So Rachel, what advice would you give to someone going to 6-5 states for the first time?
Well, thank you for having me, Carolyn. So I thought about this question, and honestly, going to states for the first time, regardless of the level, is a lot of fun, and it's kind of scary when it's your first time. If you are the captain and you've never done it before, it's pretty nerve-wracking because they're a little bit strict at the state championship. You can't be late or you will forfeit games, and if your whole team isn't there and you happen to check in, then it can be a forfeit situation. You've got to make sure you've gone to the bathroom, you put on your sunscreen if you've checked in, and it's just, it is nerve-wracking. Also, you've got to make sure everybody shows up to the match. You know, there, if you're usually going to a different town or city that you're used to playing in, and people may get lost on the way to the match site. So basically, I would say if you're a captain and you're going to 6-5 states for the first time, be organized, stay organized, and be early to the check-in, even if it's an hour early. I know that sounds ridiculous and may seem like a waste of time, but it gives you the peace of mind that you will be there and your team will be there. And for players on the team, my advice is to please be on time and be ready. Don't stress your captain out. Everybody's already nervous about being there, but if you're late, you are making your captain even more stressed, and then you won't play as well. And my other piece of advice is have fun with your team. Try not to get wrapped up in the winning part. I mean, it's a lot more fun to win, but in the end, it's, to me, it's more about the experience and having fun with your teammates on a girls' trip. Go out to dinner, hang out with your teammates instead of just playing tennis with them.
Oh, that's great. Charity, what advice would you give?
Well, thank you for having me, Carolyn. I agree with Rachel. Organization is key. And I'm the type of person, you know, if you're going to states and you have had a lot on your mind, whether it's, you know, young kids at home or work, I like to try to get where I'm going extra early just so that I can kind of get settled and to kind of settle some of those nerves. I know some people can take it a little more serious than others, and I do try to look at it as a girls' trip with the team that, you know, I've played with all season or all year, maybe on multiple teams. And so it's also a time to kind of catch a break from real life, from your work and your family. Also, for me, I like to make sure I have as much as possible a good night's rest, because your nerves are going to kick in regardless, because you know you're playing against obviously other players that are equally as good as you or better. And so these are not going to be easy matches. You may have two matches in one day, you know, depending on weather. So you want to make sure that you're well rested and you've had something to eat so you're not passing out in the heat. And like Rachel said, try to have fun. Try not to put so much pressure on yourself, which is very hard for somebody like me, because I tend to do that a lot.
Charity, how many matches did you play, and were those matches close? Do you remember?
I do. I had 6 matches in 4 days.
Wow.
So it was a lot. And 3 of those matches were matched tie breaks. My first 2 match tie breaks were on my very first day. So they were very long matches, and it could be a little stressful because you don't know how the other courts are doing. For this particular trip, you know, we were kind of scattered. We weren't on courts next to each other. So you're thinking in the back of your mind, you know, if we don't win this court, are we going to advance to the next round? And at the same time, you're trying to stay calm. But if you're getting behind, I always try to tell myself, you know, okay, at one point at a time, you know, we can do this. You want to try to stay positive on the court with your partner and just try to power through the best you can.
Rachel, did you do 6 matches as well?
Everybody, I believe, probably got 5 or 6 matches. I tried to keep everybody with the same partner as much as I could. I think I did go to tiebreak. I think our first match, we played a woman who had the best lobbing skills I think I have ever played against. And that was her MO. And that match took forever. And I really do believe we went to tie break. And I will not forget that match for a very long time because of all the lobbing. But we did end up winning it. And it was a good feeling. I felt like that was one of my harder matches, even though the hits weren't that hard. It was just hanging in there.
Yeah. Did you guys take anything? Like, you know, that's a lot of matches in a very short period of time.
Well, this particular year, I had a couple of injuries. So, yes, I do take Motrin before a match. I also cramp up sometimes. So I know one of our teammates had kind of one of those, I don't know what they're called, but those like vibration guns to kind of help like loosen the muscles up and a little bit of Biofreeze. And then obviously if, you know, you've had two matches and you played almost 6 hours in one day, you definitely want to go back and ice. And so I definitely packed a lot of ice packs as well, just to kind of try to recover for the next day as much as possible.
I remember when in the fall, I was hurting a little bit. I was using Biofreeze. I probably was popping Advil. But as far as the dehydration, I was able to stay in good shape, just keeping a banana on hand and drinking plenty of water. It was very warm most of the time we were there. The hydration was super, super important, especially in those long tiebreak matches.
That's smart. How were the line calls, Rachel? Did you notice a difference from league play?
My experience at States this past fall was fantastic with line calls. I don't recall any matches that we had any kind of questionable line calls, and that is not the norm, in my opinion. I feel like at the state championship, people are so wound up about winning that sometimes there can be questionable line calls, but I do not feel like that I ran into any team that wanted to win so badly that they had to cheat.
I agree with that. I felt the line calls were pretty fair. I think a lot has to do with it is that, you know, you have a lot of people from your team and just people watching matches. There's a lot of spectators at States. So, you know, if you're cheating, you're going to feel not so good because there's a lot of people watching you.
So Charity, what did it feel like to win?
Well, it was really good. I was in shock pretty much. It was a really great feeling as a team to know that, you know, we all did this together. So it was a very awesome feeling.
Yeah. How was it for you, Rachel, especially since you were the captain?
Honestly, the match for me for the finals was the easiest match I had the whole time, oddly enough. It was not that the players we played against weren't good. It's just maybe it was a ball I liked to hit and my partner really liked to hit, but it was straight sets, no tie break, and the match seemed to go by pretty quickly. We were the first court to finish, and I walked over and watched the other two courts that I believe both went to tie break. I could be wrong about that, and it was a great feeling, you know. We won States back when I was a beginner in my second year of tennis. And that particular match was a much closer match. We won it by one court instead of winning all three like we did this time. And then a couple of years ago, we came so, so close to winning and lost in the finals. And it was such a horrible, horrible feeling that it made this one feel so much better.
Were your families happy for you?
They don't quite get the whole tennis euphoria thing, but yes, they were happy. They just will never be as happy about it as I am.
Well, my husband, who has played tennis his entire life, and he's the one that kind of got me into this sport when we moved to North Carolina 11 years ago from Connecticut. He wanted me to do this to meet people and to have fun, and he was ecstatic. I mean, he just couldn't believe that we just kept advancing, you know, as each day went on, you know, 4 days. And then it's just like the anticipation of trying to get to that final day. It's like, how did you do? Are you going to the next round? So it was just kind of, it was almost like you're in disbelief that you do continue to advance. And I think, like, as Rachel mentioned, it's interesting. One of her easier matches was on the final day. And that's the thing. You just never know what each day is going to bring. I mean, you can have a team where some of their strongest players are injured, or, you know, somebody had to get called home for something. And so you just never know how tough your opponents are going to be. So you just got to kind of bring it each day, you know, as best as you can.
So what did you guys win?
Gold bag tag.
I have a banner that I wasn't allowed to put up at the club.
You weren't allowed to put that up?
No, it's in my garage.
So she's got, we've got the banner, the gold bag tag, and we have our name on a plaque at the club that we belong to. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Oh,
but, and the memories, they'll never go away.
That's right. I really appreciate Rachel and Charity sharing their experience at 6-5 States. I'm going to start focusing on having fun at States like they suggested, even though that can be very difficult to do when you really want to win. But I'm also going to start bringing ice packs with me because every time I go to States, my body is always in a lot of pain by the end. If you guys have any other tips for winning 6-5 States, please email secondservetennis@yahoo.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon. We'll